God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I began noticing recently that increasingly there is a reference made in public discourse to this idea of values, that is, to things that people value. In the 1990s, people talked about family values, and still they do. Today, we're much more likely to hear about, quote, our values, quote, closed, or America's values, quote, closed. And what astonishes me is how often values are used to justify morally deviant behavior. Someone will say about someone who holds to a biblical view of marriage, for instance, they'll pompously say, well, you do not share America's values. Well, let me ask you a question. Are values and virtues the same thing? What is virtue? A virtue is a character trait or action that is morally, which is to say absolutely, good and worthy. And that means that it is defined as good by a fixed standard. In this case, not a standard, but a person, God himself. Values, on the other hand, are simply the traits and actions to which we affix value, that we find worthy. So when you think about virtue and value, it's exactly the topic that came to my mind as I read 1 Kings 21 this morning. It's the story of a man named Ahab, a king of God's people who was a wicked king. Now, if you know Ahab at all, can you think of any virtues in Ahab's life? It is doubtful. I don't know if he had any virtue whatever. If he did, he certainly hit it well. Did he have any values? And the answer is most certainly he did. Because like all of us, there were things that Ahab valued. 1 Kings 21 tells us how he coveted the garden of a neighbor. His name was Naboth. And the king said, look, give me your garden. I can make it a garden of herbs, and it's near to my house, and I'll either give you money for it, or I'll give you some property of even better value. So how did he value that piece of ground that belonged to his neighbor? He valued it for money or for a trade. But Naboth, on the other hand, said, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. It was just a vineyard to King Ahab, but to Naboth, it was his inheritance. He was forbidden by law to do what Naboth had suggested because it was his God-given inheritance. You may well know the story that eventually Ahab lied about and then had murdered this innocent man Naboth so that he could take his vineyard. The Bible says twice, once in verse 20 and then again in verse 25, essentially the same thing. Verse 25 says it this way, but there was none like unto Ahab which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up or inspired. So to Ahab, a garden of herbs worth money, a trade, or murder. To Nadab, it was his inheritance to which he was legally bound. Now, Ahab, in breaking one command, really did injustice to several others. Covetousness led to lying, murder, and robbery. But God's commentary on this story is that Ahab sold himself. So we have a rich man with poor values. We have a man who didn't buy a vineyard. He sold himself, just as if he were selling himself into slavery. And so, look, virtues are traits to which God attributes worth. Values are traits that we find worthy. Now, values change with the people who hold them, but virtues can only change if God does. So what is the takeaway this morning? The takeaway is this. A man with poor values cannot help but live cheaply. When you look at people who value things that are unvaluable and do not value things that God considers important, that person cannot help but live a cheap life or live life cheaply. If you want to live a rich life, if you want to live a life worth living, find out what is important to God and seek His grace to live that life.